Lasting Media.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm JP.
I'm JD.
I'm D-Rock, and you're listening to the only whiskey podcast dedicated to blind tastings under 60 bucks.
This week, we're going to go way past the labels and beyond all that marketing hype to vote on our favorite pours without bias or breaking the bank.
Hey, welcome to Blue Collar Bourbon Show. Came back.
Hey,
you did.
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, well, you guys left it like a cliffhanger. Like, is he coming back?
I know. It was kind of fun.
Just clear things up. I'm back.
Hey, JP came back.
I apologize. I just want to apologize because it took us like a good 2.5 minutes.
It did.
I was going to reference that.
I'm sorry.
It was just like,
sorry.
Carry on as business as usual. JP's not here, but we're not going to talk about it.
Oh, man. Okay, so you did listen to the bonus.
Yeah, but I will say I'm glad I wasn't here.
It's a total coincidence on tequila and single malt episodes. You're just absent. Yep.
Well, but tequila, like, I probably would have taken my shirt off and punched beer boy or something, because tequila just does weird
things.
See,
that's a value add for the live stream.
Yeah, that would have been good for the live stream.
Yeah.
We could have put it on the beer boy cam.
Well, sorry. Bring tequila back and maybe we'll get better content. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's get to it. You guys ready to fluff?
Yeah.
But there isn't anything to fluff with. But you have a fluffer.
I have a fluffer. Beer boy, do you have a fluffer?
I have a fluffer.
Okay. Who doesn't have a fluffer?
Wow, that's funny.
What's the deal?
Wait.
I don't either.
Yeah, me and D-Rock do not have fluffers.
Can I play with madness?
Oh, boys.
We got a little game show planned today for you two.
Okay. I like being on game shows.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I thought this would be a fun time to play a little game with you guys. Obviously, I haven't poured you fluffers.
Mind games.
I know.
Yeah, mind games. Here we go. Yeah. So, we're going to play a little game, and the winner will get to fluff with something good. The loser has to fluff with our infinity bottle shelf of shame.
Isn't that kind of like the opposite of what a fluffer should be?
Yes. Come on.
It's a new year. We'll have a little fun. So this game will be entitled, How Much Do You Know About Blue Collar Bourbon?
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Like, how much do we know about our show?
Yes, correct. Oh, okay. So Beer Boy will be asking you a series of questions.
This ought to be embarrassing.
And the first one to get the correct answer will get a point. And the person with the most points at the end wins. Loser drinks out of Tom the Turkey decanter full of the infinity decanter, shelf of shame, whatever that thing is.
Of crap. Yeah. All right. D-Rock.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right. Question number one. Who was the first guest we ever had on the Blue Collar Bourbon Show?
C-Money.
But what if we had the same answer?
D-Rock, you are wrong.
I mean, I got a little bit of help from the Discord chat.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, come on. What?
I didn't phone anybody. It just popped up on the screen. I'm going to go with it, Postman.
That's correct. I'll give it to you, JP. You're resourceful.
Okay. All right.
So is that a rule? Can we use the chat, the Discord chat?
It's up on that screen. It's up on my phone. I mean, what you mean? I can turn my phone off, but it's up there.
Oh, man.
If they answer, then they're both going
to
win.
All right. Yeah. Everyone in the Discord, I need you to be quiet. Keep your answers until the end of the test. Okay, then we're going to nix that one, and we're going to move on to question number two.
Okay, that was practice round.
Yes, that was practice round. All right. Question number two. What was the first distillery we ever visited for an interview?
Chat Whiskey. Oh, shoot. I know what it was.
Glen's Creek.
It's H. Clark. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Come on.
Leaper's Fork.
Are we counting these as negative points?
I think just till someone gets it.
We suck.
Okay, you're both got it wrong.
Yeah, that's both super wrong. The first distillery we visited for an interview was Nelson's Greenbrier.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right.
It's Andy and Charlie,
yes.
I believe.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
Wrong answers only.
Yeah, yes, please. Yes. If you're going to answer Discord chat, wrong answers only.
Wrong answers only. All right, this next one is one of my favorite questions we have. What was the first rye JP ever bought on the Blue Collar Bourbon Show?
Jack Daniel's rye.
Mm. Oh, what?
Wow.
D-Rock?
Old Forester rye.
What was the first rye I ever bought? I'll
give you a couple more guesses.
Leaper's Fork. Was it a Wild Turkey?
Okay, you both got it wrong. Both got it wrong.
JP, the first rye you ever bought on the Blue Collar Bourbon Show was the Red Dog Wine and Spirits Knob Creek Single Barrel Rye.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, me either.
You don't remember something from 6 years ago? What?
No, come on.
Okay, all right.
All right, this one should be an easy one, so it's whoever gets to it off the jump first. What is the most popular episode of Blue Collar Bourbon to date?
Sensual Slow Jams.
Ah, JP.
Point to JP. All right, next up.
I'm in the lead, right?
You're in the lead by one point.
1 point. I love it. This is great.
All right, here we go. What discontinued bourbon was the topic of our very first bonus episode?
Discontinued bourbon.
Oh, man.
Our very first bonus. Discontinued bourbon.
It's a discontinued.
Oh!
No. No, it's not that one.
Heaven Hill.
Old Style.
White Label?
No hints. No.
What?
Keep going.
Spit it out.
6 year?
6 year what?
Heaven Hill.
Final answer?
Yes.
I'll give it to you.
Oh, come on.
It was the Heaven Hill 6 year bottled and bond.
Yes. Bottled and bond.
It was white. Yeah, okay.
We'll give it to him. All right. It was White Label. He was there.
All right.
Here's one that should be a little more on the top of your head. What distillery was most recently interviewed on the Blue Collar Bourbon Show?
Well, that would be H. Clark or a company, because that was the last one at our Leaper's Fork event.
JP, can you steal this one?
Most recently interviewed? Mm-hmm. Like the last one we talked to?
Yep, the last one we talked to.
I'm glad we did this.
I'm glad we did this too. This is good.
Apparently we drink too much.
Yeah, no.
I don't...
I'll give you a hint. It was over a Zoom call.
Coors.
He was in studio.
Yeah.
David Coors was in studio. This is beautiful.
All right, last hint for this one. There's a color in the name.
Red Line. No, we haven't talked Red Line.
Oh, because of D-Rock.
Red Line.
I just started naming colors.
Oh, that's awesome. What's the score so far?
So far, we have 2 to D-Rock, 1 to JP.
Man.
All right, here's a good one.
How many questions have we done? Like 30?
We've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
We have 5 more.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Who was our very first patron to do a Patreon Purveyor's Pores episode?
John Rice. Mike Goodner.
Ben Dickman.
There it is. Oh. JP ties it up.
All right.
2 to 2.
Wow. All right.
All right. Who was the first celebrity we interviewed in studio on the show?
Dexter McCluster.
Oh, coming in hot. All right.
JP's up. All right. In the bonus episode titled Claw is Law, what pour did we review?
Lusty Claw.
That's JP.
That's JP. All right. There's two D-Rock, more.
Tom the Turkey's calling your name.
D-Rock has to get these next two questions right.
The pressure's on.
All right. What was the title of our shootout series recorded last summer?
Huh? What? Oh, Wet Hot Whiskey Summer. Wet Hot
Whiskey Summer Shootout.
Come on! It's implied by the question.
I think I got to give it to T-Rock.
No, you got to split that in half. He gets a half point. I get a half point.
But then he has no chance of coming. Yeah.
You freaking said it was a shootout of the question.
That's fair. All right, that's fair.
I got the whole thing besides the word that was used in the question.
We'll do this. We'll give D-Rock double or nothing on this last one.
All right.
We'll give him 2 points.
D-Rock's got double or nothing on this last one.
Which does what? Tie it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll tie it.
Okay. All right, so we'll do double or nothing for everybody.
All right, fine.
Ooh, this one will be good too. All right, the final question. What was the event called that Bardstown Bourbon Company invited us to compete in?
World Whiskey Taster. World Whiskey. Oh, shh.
I thought it was the World Whiskey Taster Challenge.
I can't remember. It was really hard to say. It did not roll off the tongue easily.
No.
No more guesses?
Somebody's got to get this.
I only remembered World...
Yeah, whiskey.
That's all I got.
All right, nobody gets the point.
Nobody gets the point.
Correct answer was?
World's top whiskey taster.
Top.
Okay, whatever.
But regardless, that does leave us with the lead to JP, who wins 4-2.
Yay! Sorry, D-Rock.
It's all right.
So JP will be enjoying a wonderful fluff of the black whiskey from our friends at Don Michael Distillery in Peru.
Arguably one of our most critically acclaimed bottles of last year. One of them.
Yeah, it's got the intrigue factor to it as well. So,
and D-Rock will be enjoying a wonderful pour from Tom the Turkey.
I don't think he's going to be enjoying that.
Swish it around to make sure all that stuff from the shelf of shame.
Make sure you get him enough so he can shoot it, you know?
Because he likes to shoot the
fluffers.
Now,
he's not happy about this.
No.
This has been sitting in Tom the Turkey, decanter, at least a year, probably 2 years. Maybe?
I think it's safe to say it's been fermenting. It's going to have levels of complexity.
Is it safe to drink?
It's alcohol, so I would think, yeah.
Okay. we'll go with JD's assumption.
So this is a mixture of everything off the shelf of shame. I'm just trying to think, run down, like, what are the highlights in our shelf of shame bottle?
The only ones that are barely alcohol were like we had the cranberry one.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
You know what usually tends to happen, though, when you mix a bunch of bad stuff together is it ends up tasting okay.
Not as bad.
So yeah. maybe this will be all right.
There's Malort in this. There's chocolate mint something. There's Dr. Stoner's is
Dr.
in
Stoner,
here.
Dr. Yeah.
Stoner's. We put some of the alcohol-free whiskeys in there.
Yes. There's a Gold Bar whiskey that was terrible.
Yeah.
Black Box whiskey.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Describe the color.
Not good.
It's like motor oil. Yes.
It doesn't look that bad.
There's stuff floating. Like... Look.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you got floaties. I'm not saying there's not stuff in it.
It's a shade of brown I can't even describe. It's like septic almost. septic brown.
The
like,
septic.
Here, look
barrel.
At that. It's.
Yeah, it's a little cloudy.
It's like unhealthy urine.
Oh, man.
Well, I wouldn't have said that because now it's going to be difficult to drink.
So now we all have a fluffer.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
That was.
Cheers to my first episode of the year.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers.
That's great.
Ooh.
That's not good.
Describe it. Describe
it's
not
good.
Mine was.
It's like chocolate.
Chocolate?
Like bark.
Bark? tree bark? Dog
some,
bark?
Yeah, some kind of tree bark.
Chocolate bark.
It's not good.
Chocolate bark's good.
Y'all are welcome. So, you want to try it?
Okay. I'll be cool.
Well, I'm not drinking after JD though.
No,
it's alcohol.
Mm-mm.
It kills it.
There's that like
a,
doesn't.
There's like a soy sauce thing.
Yes.
Oh,
there's a ginger soy sauce thing.
I'm not doing it.
It might be ginger soy sauce. I don't know.
You should pour yourself in there and just give it a whirl.
Nope.
There's a coffee finish.
Yes.
I'm okay without it.
Old coffee.
I'm gonna take y'all's word for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cold coffee.
But that doesn't sound bad.
Cold right old coffee.
Cold brew and soy sauce? Yes. Yeah. Great.
Like if you brew coffee and then leave it on the burner over the weekend and come back in and drink that on Monday morning?
Oh, that kind of cold coffee. Gotcha.
Oh, man. Tom the Turkey.
My stomach hurts.
Hey, who wants to reset and get this show on the road with A?
Do we?
We still have an episode to do?
Yeah. Oh, my guy.
Okay.
We're just getting started.
Reset my palate here.
D-Rock, you going to throw up? Or?
We're sitting.
Yeah.
There were no pickles in that. Well, no. I take that back. There might be wicked pickle in that. So,
there's definitely wicked pickle in there.
Well, all right. This smells good.
Yeah.
A on the nose smells good. Okay.
Sweet. A little bit. Yeah.
It is sweet.
Like brown sugar sweet.
Okay.
Chocolate covered cherries.
Yeah.
It smells like a, what was the name of that candy that, it was like caramel, sugar daddies. It was like caramel on a stick.
Oh, I love sugar daddies.
Sounds like a sugar daddy. The candy.
Okay, thanks for clarifying.
All right, on the nose, you should get rich vanilla, baking spice, balanced with subtle fruit aromatics that give complexity that can be savored neat or crafted into your favorite cocktail.
Okay.
Those are official tasting notes, by the way. Shall we jump in?
Sure.
Sure.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. There's something funky in there.
I'm not a fan of that.
Oh. Mm-mm. What is that?
It's like cherries.
Cherries? Yeah.
Tastes like inflatable pool toys.
How do you eat? How do you eat an inflatable?
No, it's got like a weird like. Like foamy.
Like when you buy a new inflatable pool toy and you open it, that smell, that it tastes like that smell.
Like a plastic?
Yeah.
Vinyl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Says here on the palate, you'll enjoy flavors of vanilla, caramel, clove, nutmeg, and red fruits finished by long spice notes culminating with a satisfying dry tannic sensation.
I don't mind it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got a little spice. So it's like a spicy pool toy.
Spicy pool toy. Spicy pool toy.
That one's going in the book.
That's a new one.
I should really like it.
Oh.
Every once in a while, I get this tart thing in the fish.
Yeah.
All right. Is this one over or under $30?
Yes.
$30.
Mm-mm. I'm not buying it, and I think I'm actually trashing it.
Wow. Okay. I bring you a $30 whiskey.
That's okay. I don't enjoy drinking that.
Okay. You're getting a vinyl plastic.
Spicy vinyl.
Spicy vinyl, sorry.
Yeah, a little pepper. Not spicy, peppery. A peppery vinyl pool toy.
Peppery plastic pool.
Paraphernalia.
Vinyl is a good note.
Yeah.
Gross vinyl.
What do you think, D-Rock?
It's a little sweet for my taste, but it's for $30.
Now, are
I'm
you
in a super strong try.
Are you saying this because the only thing you've had to drink before that was the crap that came out of that turkey?
It could be.
Okay.
I'll be a strong try, like 3.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. It's a strong try. Nice, sweet on the front. The back, I get kind of... A little tart every now and again, not all the time, but
a little bit sweet up front, tart in the back. Yeah.
What's keeping you guys from being a buy if you guys like it so much?
I don't know if I can drink it all the time, but I mean, I'll finish this without a problem. And if you handed it to me, I'm drinking it. I wouldn't complain. I like it.
But you wouldn't go out to get it after that party?
Probably not.
Okay.
Like I said, strong try.
It doesn't offend me.
No.
But I don't think I would buy it. Strong try, though.
Yeah.
If somebody were to give it to me, I would try.
Yep.
So that means we're at a... Try.
He's trash! He's trash! Yeah. Yeah, because you're at a trash.
I'm trashing it. Yeah, no way.
All right.
Not finishing that.
Yeah. Not good.
All right. Let's try and guess what it is.
Okay. Is this a major?
I believe it is distilled by a major.
Okay. MGP?
That is not my guess. Officially, it doesn't say. It's unknown, but...
That doesn't sound like... Or that doesn't taste like anything we've tasted sourced before. Is this distilled in Tennessee?
It is not.
Kentucky?
It is.
Okay.
Distilled in Kentucky.
Your guess is Green River?
That is my guess.
Okay.
Yeah, so officially, we don't know. Unofficially, I think it's Green River.
Is it produced out of Kentucky?
No.
The South?
No.
West?
Yes.
California?
Yes.
That's West, right?
That's West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it finished?
It is finished.
Is it finished in a pool of some sort?
It is not.
Wine barrel finished?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Port?
No.
Cab?
No.
White wine?
No.
Merlot?
No.
But it is a wine?
It is a wine.
Brandy?
No.
Which is technically a wine, right? Because it's...
I don't think so.
Brandy's made out of grapes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's distilled.
But it's distilled.
Yeah,
so we've guessed cab, we've guessed Merlot, I guess.
It's weird. It doesn't say specifically...
In a red wine barrel.
It is red wine, okay. Yes.
Oh.
But it doesn't specify. So, for all we know, D-Rock, you could be... Okay. On the money with one of those guesses. So
okay, so red wine barrel finished.
Sure, yeah.
Proof.
Do we know these guys? Are they recognizable?
They are, I guess you would call them AAA.
Okay, 90 proof.
What do you think, JP? He's like, I don't care.
85.
Okay. 86. 86 proof.
86, okay, okay. I was close.
Yeah. Is this a Savage and Cook?
It is not.
Okay.
It does not taste like a Savage and Cook.
I hope not. Yeah.
Recognizable California.
AAA is what he said.
Yeah,
AAA's. I mean, that's...
What do you guys call AAA? That's like under the minors, right?
No.
No, that's like right up to major.
Right under
almost
the majors.
About to be in the major
a
leagues.
AAA is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then what is a minor? Is a minor
like
a AAA?
Like it's tiny one, it's like single A.
Well, AAA is technically a minor.
Yeah, it's
not
minor
a major.
League, but it's...
But it's almost a major. But it's the highest of the minors.
Yeah.
A AAA is the highest of the minors. Then what's minors?
That is minors.
Yeah. Minors are A, single A, double A, triple A.
Okay.
Those are all minors.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is a double A?
Okay.
I guess. I don't like...
Out of California?
Baseball confuses me.
I have no idea.
And we'd recognize it.
Hard to say. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe not.
This is the Don't California My Kentucky single barrel.
Like that? Okay.
The middle of the road Modesto
whiskey. Oh, okay. All right. $30 straight bourbon finished in red wine. We don't know. I mean, it could be cheer wine. We don't know, you know?
Not in California, it's not.
All the way from Parlier, California, please welcome to the show, the Agitator Bourbon Kentucky Straight Whiskey.
It agitated me, that's for sure. Agitator, isn't that what's in the middle of a washing machine?
Yeah, it is.
They call it an agitator, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Do y'all want the behind the bottle?
Sure.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good one. Not everyone appreciates an agitator, but we wear the banner proudly. We like to innovate, stir things up, try new methods to continuously improve our products. Disruption is in our DNA because sometimes it takes an agitator to create something great. Agitator is straight bourbon whiskey finished in red wine oak barrels. The wine barrels lend a uniqueness to the bourbon by adding notes of dark berry, espresso, and chocolate.
Their behind the bottle sounds like a LinkedIn profile description.
Yeah.
I'm a disruptor.
I'm an industry disruptor. Oh, man.
All right.
This was $30?
$30.
Even the branding's a little rough. Not a fan.
All right.
Okay.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
All right.
shall we do B?
Yes.
Let's do it.
B.
Where's the nose?
Yeah.
Is there anything in my glass?
Give your glass a swirl.
It's there. It's faint.
It's kind of close to A's nose.
Really?
A little bit. It's not as sweet, but...
Huh.
I got a heavy pour on this one.
Yeah, I did too.
It says here on the nose, you can get light apple, cane sugar, high alcohol fumes.
If you smell it with your mouth open, you get more.
Yeah.
And I can see apple.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Good Lord.
It's got some spice.
Gah.
It's got spice.
Yeah.
Yeah. JP, you okay?
No. That hurt.
What are you guys picking up?
Thing warms up.
Okay.
The sides of my tongue are just
I'm picking up fire. God.
These are unofficial tasting notes, but it says here on the palate you can get alcohol. Yeah.
Yep.
Cane sugar, dry, hot, and watery. Finish is...
Wait.
Dry, hot, dry, and watery. That'd be more like wet, hot.
And watery. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How are you dry and watery at the same time?
I don't make the rules. I don't know.
Okay.
Finish, you get apple, hot, crisp, fruitness, and dry.
I don't have any. There's no flavor. It's just like hot.
It is hot. It doesn't necessarily have a burn, though. It's just the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yeah.
I don't feel my tongue right now.
No. Are we over or under?
You're over. $30. Hey.
Hey.
Over.
Ooh. We're in the 50s.
Mm-mm. Nope. Not buying that. Not for that price.
Okay, so where are you?
It's not as bad as A, so I won't trash it. Although, it's not fun to drink.
Because it's too hot?
That's all you get. I don't get flavor off of it.
Okay.
I just get this flamethrower.
So you would want to drink this on ice?
If I'd want to drink it.
Could you put a titch of water in there?
Actually, I'll do that. Yeah. Let's see what happens.
Does that tame it down, open it up a little bit?
Mm-hmm. That helps. Brings a little bit more of the flavor out.
Yeah.
But it now it just tastes burned. Like burned caramel.
Okay.
I don't enjoy this.
Okay.
I think I might actually trash this one too.
Wow.
All right.
Somebody's ornery.
Okay.
It's about that last episode is what it is.
No, I'm happy I wasn't here for that one. It's tequila. I'm out. No, that's not enjoyable.
Okay. One trash.
The finish is just like it's just lingering like this.
Yeah. It's kind of like a red hot on the finish.
I almost
get a cinnamony kind of red hot.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah, it does have a red hot quality to it.
It's all going to come down to price.
Well, you know roughly where the price is, so.
I think I'm going to strong try, like 3.
Okay, so you.
Again, I mean, I'm right with you. These are two really good pours.
Yeah.
Okay. No, they're not.
I feel like this is just a little expensive. I'll stay at a 3.
Okay.
Try scale.
For those of you who don't know, because JD did mention on the last bonus that we have a lot of new listeners.
Oh, that's true.
We do try, buy, or trash.
Correct.
For some reason, D-Rock has established a try scale.
Well, that way you
in
know
between
how,
a buy and a trash.
How enthusiastically you're about trying it.
Because there's not enough crap to keep up with on the show. You know, here's something else to keep
there's
up
with. There's a scale
with.
Of 1 to 3 within the try region.
And sometimes I go to decimals, but not today.
Oh, my God. I thought you did like stars or something, 2.5 stars. Didn't you do that?
I did 2.5.
Oh, my God.
Or something.
Yeah. I can't even keep up with this.
So you're on the higher end of the try.
I'm on very high end of the try scale. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I'm a strong try. It's got a lot of heat on it, but almost it feels like almost too much heat.
Yeah.
It kind of competes with the actual tasting notes. Kind of that heat cinnamon note kind of overpowers everything else there,
which makes it not drinkable.
So strong try. Don't think I can pull the trigger.
So that's going to be try. Finger slipping.
So no, it didn't. The bleep actually goes with it.
No, I'm at a try. Okay. I'm at a fairly enthusiastic try.
Okay.
All right.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Apparently need new friends. I don't know what to tell you.
You leave for an episode. See what happens?
Yeah.
All right, on to guesses.
It's you paid $50?
Price is $49, so yes.
I put quite a bit of water in there, and it really dumbed it down.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to dumb down my whiskey with a bunch of water.
Depends on what kind of mood you're in. It's not a major.
It is distilled by an easily recognizable distillery.
Distilled and produced?
Yeah.
By the same person?
Yes.
Okay.
In Tennessee?
No.
In Kentucky?
It is distilled, produced, and bottled in the same state. However, the company is in a completely other state.
If you're not confused by now.
So it's not distilled and produced by the same person?
It's distilled and produced by the same distillery, but the company is headquartered in a completely different state.
What? Can I play
with madness? A company has a headquarters in another state, being distilled and produced all in the same state, not where they're headquartered.
but by them.
No, by another, by a distillery that's not the company.
Oh, not owned by the company.
Correct.
So then it's distilled by somebody else and produced by a different company.
Yes. Another company's being contracted to make it, basically, the entire thing.
that's your question. It's distilled and produced by two different people.
No, it's distilled and produced.
Now, when we say produced, that's the company that puts it out. But when you say distilled, that's the person
that
makes it.
When we say produced, that's like who's putting it in the bottle, putting it in the boxes, all that stuff. That's when you say produced, that's what I'm thinking, produced.
Paying to have that done is the producer.
Sure.
So it's distilled and produced by two different
by your
entities.
Definition, yes.
Okay.
Is it distilled in Kentucky?
It is distilled in Kentucky.
Owensboro.
Yes.
So this is another Green River.
Yes.
Produced in California?
Yes. The company is located in California.
Wow. Seems a theme.
Are they finishing it?
It is finished.
In a red wine barrel.
No.
Oh. Rum barrel.
One of them is.
One of them?
Mm-hmm.
It's finished multiple times?
Only finished once. But using two barrels. I know that sounds confusing, but it'll make sense later.
Okay.
They take it out of one barrel and put it into another.
Technically, it's not finished in another barrel because they are using staves. They're adding staves into the whiskey.
Got it. Okay. Is this a broken barrel product?
Yes.
Okay.
I was hesitant to release that information because that would give it away. So, but there it is. And yes, one of the barrels that they used is a rum barrel.
Hmm. What's the proof?
Proof is 115.
Wow. Drinks hotter than that.
Yeah.
It drinks closer to like a 120.
Yes.
I've liked their stuff before. I'm not a fan of this one. I don't know. It's the You Broke My California special edition small batch.
It's the broken double-barreled instigator bourbon.
Agitator?
No, this is Instigator.
Oh, this is the Instigator.
That's the Agitator.
Okay. All right. Distilled at Owensboro by way of Los Angeles, California. It's $50 bourbon at 115 proof using rum cask staves and X rye cask staves.
In an oak barrel? Or no, wait. They throw all their stuff into
a vat, and then throw the
staves into it. That's right. Okay. Yeah.
This is the Broken Barrel Cask Strength Bourbon Rum Cask Finish.
The Reserve Oak Series.
Yep.
There is a mash bill and a barrel bill. Is that what they call
oak
it?
Bill.
Oak bill. Oak bill.
70-21-9, is that what it is?
70-21-9. Yeah. 75% rum cask staves and 25% X rye cask staves.
So a question I had, if they're breaking a rum cask and they're breaking a rye cask, using those staves, can this theoretically still be called a cask finish if it's not like traditionally finished? And like, they're not taking the whiskey and putting it into a rum barrel.
Right.
So it's not like you would traditionally think a cask finish should be. They're using staves. So should you still be able to call it a cask finish if you're using pieces of a cask, but not?
I don't know. Does it technically matter if this cask is all in one piece?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of indifferent, you know, but I was...
I still kind of think it counts.
Okay.
You're still using the cask.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not...
enclosing the whiskey in that cask.
It's not the whole cask.
Yeah.
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 All right. So there we go.
Okay.
Two trashes from JP.
Yeah.
I mean, I brought, so it's to be expected.
What if we just trash the whole thing?
You were going to trash it?
Yeah, maybe. Right. Maybe.
Let's find out.
Okay. I don't think, it doesn't smell like I'm going to trash this one. You know what that smells like.
Yeah, I'm trying to place it. It
smells like OCD.
You're right.
A lot like it.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, let's find out.
All right.
All right, cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, I ain't trashing that.
No.
If you trash that, maybe whiskey's not for you.
That's delicious.
And your palate's spot on. Because it is the OCD number 5 from our friends at Glen's Creek Distilling. Which barrel is this?
This right here is barrel number 99.
This is the barrel that we poured the actual whiskey into.
Didn't we choose your cheers this already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guess we're wrong.
But yeah. I'll drink it again.
Yeah, we'll drink it every week.
Yeah.
It's so good. Great stuff. Yeah.
Well, and it's worth drinking because wasn't OCD number 5 just recently named the craft distillate of the year?
Yes.
Was that product or was just the distillery itself?
I think
named?
It was OCD number 5.
I think it was specifically
OCD. Oh, was
OCD.
It? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Which we've been talking about for, 5 years?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, that's great stuff.
So if you want to be ahead of the curve, listen to us.
Yes.
And if you're a distributor in Tennessee, how about bringing it back to Tennessee?
Yeah, what happened?
It just, what are we doing?
Wait, is OCD not in Tennessee?
No, well, they, most of it's gone. It's not all of it, you know.
Oh, wow.
It's not being distributed anymore.
I think you can find it maybe like Barrels and Brews and Cork Dorks in
Middle
Tennessee.
Just because it's left over?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But those are the only two places I've seen it in the last year and a half.
Wow.
I just don't see it on the shelves anymore. So I don't know what the deal is, but bring it back.
Yes.
Whew.
It's delicious.
Well, it made up for the other two.
Yeah, I knew I had to put something in there that I knew that you like. So,
D-Rock liked the other ones?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I was happy with this episode.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
No, I wasn't agitated by it.
I ain't mad at it.
Except for your Tom turkey.
Except my Tom turkey. That was disgusting.
That was agitating.
That was agitating.
Tasted like chocolate trees.
Yes, it did.
All right, D-Rock bonus. This Friday, what are we doing?
Okay. Yeah, we have something fun that's listener submitted.
Oh.
We've been sitting on for a little while, but we're going to break it out.
Listener submitted.
Yes. We had one of our faithful listeners send us in some stuff, said, hey, I found this distillery. I want you to try it. And so this Friday, we're going to try it.
Mm. We've been burned by that before.
Have we?
The There and Back there and Distillery. Back.
No, this is legit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This will be a fun one.
Yeah, it'll
good.
Be fun.
So, yeah.
Okay.
It'll be fun for us.
Yes.
So. Okay. All right. Fun for you guys.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, makes sense. So we're doing.
You might, I mean, you're the wild card. You might
exactly.
like it. You might.
It's a whole episode of Single Malts. Yes. Awesome. Great. Yep. Looking forward to it. I'm here for the party.
No, you'll have some. If it's a single malt episode, then you'll have to find something to do or a place to go.
Yeah, yep. Maybe.
A thing
yeah.
at a
but
place.
That's why you're not, town. That's yeah. why you're not telling me so I don't disappear.
Maybe.
Uh-huh. Are we? I don't know.
Yeah. It's a single malt tequila episode.
When did this become the gang up on JP show? Yeah.
When you left, we made an executive decision.
Yeah, we did.
Apparently. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, we love you. Welcome back.
Yes.
So we missed you.
Thanks to...
thanks for the agitation.
That.
Yeah, definitely agitated the show.
It did.
And Broken Barrel.
Yes.
And OCD.
Queens Creek, yeah.
Congrats, OCD. Guys.
Shout out, yeah.
Yeah.
And my knowledge of Blue Collar Bourbon.
Yeah. Congratulations on my... Not knowledge.
Now, what was that score again, Beer Boy?
It was 4-2.
4-2 out of how many questions?
We're not talking about that.
out of 11.
11!
Wow.
And nobody got the last one.
A win's a win. That's it. A win's a win.
Well, that's true. So
take them where you can get them.
All right.
Is this going to be a regular thing like we're playing games?
I would
like
love for it to be.
It went over pretty well live chat.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
We can put together more games.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Raise your favorite glass. D-Rock, you left Tom the turkey glass over
I'm
here.
Oh, I'm good. So. You can
sure?
Have that.
I think you need to finish that one.
Nope.
You've got some left.
I'm good.
You could shoot it and just get it over with.
No, thank you.
Septic It'd be so brown wasteful. Complexion.
No.
The floaties.
My tummy's finally feeling better.
Okay.
So.
All right, raise your favorite glass. Until Friday.
Until Friday. Friday.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Blue Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media Network of podcasts and is produced and edited by Ben Delameter. Our executive producers are John Fender, Jason Barrett, and Derek Bruner. Special thanks to Westside Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about all the whiskeys we've had on the show, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. Lastly, don't forget to rate the show on Apple or Spotify, and while you're at it, leave us a review. We might just read yours on our next episode. Thank you once again for listening, and until next time, cheers.